Well, another hour gone on another Saturday, man, just about.
I wanted to lighten the mood just a little bit. It's been rough, and you've been doing great, man, but it's just for your own sake. Can we get a little of this right here? That makes us feel a little better, right? That's music therapy, baby. Anyway, back to you, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Nature, music. I even, like, at night, I'll turn on that Nature Sounds channel and turn that down low and listen to water and birds and whales and things like that. So, yeah. But, you know, getting back to what Joe was saying and building on that. I mean, it's about good trouble, right? We've heard these guys, you know, good trouble. I'm talking about aggressive good trouble. The kind that I don't think, you know, John Lewis or James Clyburn would be in the same category as where I want to go. And it's not it's nonviolence, but it's like just nonstop. Okay. We cannot let this go on. So first thing you do, everybody that, you know, has any common sense at all should make sure they're vaccinated and, make sure you make it through the 2 weeks or whatever after that second dose, and get ready to get active, man, because I see things coming down. I think this is going to be a big summer, okay? I thought 2020, you know, with that number, I felt like, you know, this is the year. But I'm always way ahead of myself, you know, about, like a year ahead always. And then the stuff happens, and everybody goes, well, you said that was good. You know, yeah, but nobody really listened to me. So can we get out in front of it? Because I've tried to reiterate that this process of the Republican Party taking us off a cliff is not going to end till they take us off a cliff, okay? I don't know if it's to make more room for them. But the thing that we have to have happen is through our activism, it'll put more pressure on the mansions and the cinemas that don't think we can go as far as we can because they're afraid they may lose their seat. I'd rather have them lose their seat than us continue to lose our ass, okay? And by doing that, you know, we can get pressure to maybe the one thing that we have to do to make anything happen is to end the filibuster. If we don't end the filibuster, we're not going to get anything done through the Senate that we really, really need. I mean, we'll get some of it, right? But these guys have to jam it through. That's what the Republicans have done to us for decades, jammed it on us. I think that's, you know, how many times you got to, you know, keep going to the water hole and get poisoned before you decide, you know, enough's enough, right? And who do we got on the line? Mary?
Mary, yep.
Mary, thanks for listening and calling.
Hi, Pizza Box. Your message is important as usual. And I'm with you believing that the end game of the conservatives is to eliminate those not voting for them, i.e. killing us. I've stopped wasting time trying to figure out their motives. And when you look at the negative effects on our health and destruction of the environment, I have to believe this is their intent, and it's pretty ominous. They have to be addressed for what they are.
Yeah, I mean, A plus C, A plus P plus C equals D, death. You know, the things I thought about Scott Walker when it was the DNR, I called it do not resuscitate. I mean, I didn't lie. People think that you exaggerate when you go to that, but you know, I guess, you know, a lot of people don't care about frogs or, you know, turtles or snakes and things that I'm hardly seeing anywhere anymore. All the trees are disappearing. I see these guys tearing down a wood so they can expand a cornfield again that's for fossil fuel. None of it can be eaten. All it does is pollute. I mean, when does it end? When they take us off the cliff. Extinction.
Yeah, keep up your good message, and happy spring to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mary. Yeah, happy spring, man. I'm serious. You know, go out there and plant some green. You know, and I'm not talking the illegal marijuana. Go out and plant flowers and trees, and please don't use chemicals on your yard this year. If you really, really want to smell that, you know, chlorinated-like smell and stuff, go to the golf course, man. Maybe that's what it is. You know, people like that smell or something. But, you know, just like the pool that has chlorine in it. I mean, okay, I'm glad it's like, you know, a little safer. But I don't know, swimming in chlorine. It's not quite like Trump, you know, saying we should inject ourselves with disinfectant. But I do remember when water used to taste like really good. Sorry, folks. It's not the same anymore. You know, you get it from somebody's little like private well, you still can. But yeah, there used to be, when I was a kid, we used to go down the road and there was a creek, and you know, at the, like the rocks coming into the creek, there was like watercress and spring water coming through, and we drank it, you know, I did anyway. I don't know how many else. We also tried to drink the beer that was laying in there. I was like third grade or something, but once we opened it up, my brothers and I decided, I don't think that's probably safe. It's all rusted and everything. So Mom and Dad taught us well. And I came from a family that, you know, some of us struggled with alcohol till we stopped using it. So I do want to also mention that another really good friend of mine, you know, whose re-election is this week, and everybody get out and vote, is Rebecca Kemble. I love her and her family, and they're the most progressive people that I've been around, you know, and I've been around a lot of people, and they really care. And these are, vote for all the progressives. If you don't know who they are, they're the ones that are being attacked by the people that support, you know, the police department as it is, as it stands, and try to label it as, you said you wanted to defund it, which is actually, you know, the wrong term. People should never, you should have said reallocating, you know, some of the money to different departments and things like that. Reallocating. Probably take the war machines off the streets. We don't need that anymore. You still got the National Guard, right? You don't need police having these all-terrain vehicles and stuff that can go into the lake. We see people die for the smallest of things, you know. And again, you know, the guy that ran into the officers and attacked them with a knife, you know, black guy, he's dead. The white guys that have killed, you know, mass shootings and stuff. And I got to believe, you know, and that, I'm not trying to make excuses because of race or anything, but for somebody to use their car and then jump out with a knife, I'd say that's somebody that probably had a serious mental breakdown at that point. I don't think it was like, you know, this, you know, you bring an assault rifle or even a gun, you know, and maybe they had to shoot him till he was dead, but, you know, I'm just thinking if it was a white guy, they would have wanted to take him in and study him because he's got some kind of mental illness or something. So please get out and support Rebecca Kemble and all the other progressives that might be on your take. I don't live in Madison, so I'm just hoping that it works out well for all these people, because we need local talent that really cares about. And the funny part is, you know, if you're somebody that supports the police, you know, then you should probably support Rebecca Kemble, because it's not like she doesn't support the police. She just has the same views I do. We don't like it. It's racist. This whole thing, this systemic racism and division of people by income, it's killing us all, man. I don't know. I've never had a problem, you know, with people from other cultures or races, because if you don't hate, it's pretty easy, man. It is really that easy. Be sure to listen to next. It's Native Roots Radio. And then, of course, we have Max Inc. Radio after that with, you know, Jimmy K. and Rocker John. So thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. I'm sure there'll be plenty for us to talk about. And I don't know. I feel good because I'm getting stronger. And I think Joe was right. You know, people are starting to rise up. I mean, I saw that with the meme that got shared, like, you know, went viral, that I was supposed to get kicked off for 30 days for, which was, you know, I mean, dang. I'm trying to be cool on social media. I got my own show, man. I'm not that angry. Trust me, I'm not the angry white guy. I might be the ambitious and passionate white guy that wants everybody to have the same thing I have. And next week, we'll work on that again. Outside the Pizza Box, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. Thanks for listening, folks.